Spring has arrived, and suddenly your dog is munching on grass like a cow. Is that normal, or should you be worried? That's exactly what I'll dive into in this episode. Welcome to the Senior Dog Tales podcast. This podcast is about everything related to living with and caring for an aging dog. I'm Leida, a veterinarian in the Netherlands with more than 30 years of experience. For the last 21 years in my own practice, I've mainly focused on dogs, particularly dogs in the second half of their lives, dogs with life experience, so to speak. With this podcast, I want to share my knowledge and experience to help you make the golden years of your furry friend as happy and healthy as possible. Each episode will dive into different aspects of aging in dogs, from nutrition and exercise to medical care and dealing with age-related ailments. I hope this podcast will be a source of support and inspiration for you as you and your dog go through this special phase of life together. This is episode 6. It's spring. The sun is finally showing itself again. Trees are budding, birds sing as if they never stopped singing, everything is becoming green, including the grass. And maybe you've already noticed your dog suddenly seems to have picked up a new hobby, eating grass. Not just a casual nibble, no, some dogs actually seem to go searching for a specific type of grass, as if they know exactly what they want. They walk with their nose over the field, sniffing attentively, and then they find the perfect blade, usually a young, fresh tip. They jump and swallow, and then it's back, searching for the next one. As their person, you might find yourself scratching your head, because is this normal? Should I be worried? Does he have a stomach ache? Is he going to throw up later? Or is he missing something in his diet? Today, I'm going to talk about all of that. Why do so many dogs eat grass in spring? And more importantly, is it something to worry about? So it's often thought that dogs eat grass when they don't feel well. They eat it to make themselves throw up. And that's also what you often read when you Google it. Grass eating in dogs is a sign of stomach problems. And yes, it's true. Some dogs do vomit after eating grass, especially after a certain way of eating grass. When they wolf it down in large quantities, or when they eat it like very urgently and hastily, then you indeed sometimes or often see it come back up, often with a bit of bile. But that's far from always the case. And what you often see is in spring is that dogs are very selective and very calm about it. They take their time, they choose exactly the right blades, they're usually the tips of young grass, and eat them without a rush. No hasty chewing, no restless behavior, no urgency, and no vomiting either. It looks more like a conscious snack than a desperate action from a dog with a stomach ache. And that naturally raises the question, why? Why now? Why in spring? And why do they seem so specific in their choice? So what makes grass so attractive then? Well, young grass blades in spring are actually a little miracle of nature. They're full of life. They're full of nutrition. They grow incredibly fast and are rich in proteins during this phase. That's because the plants absorb a lot of nitrogen from the soil during this period, which is converted into amino acids, the building blocks of protein. That's why cows, sheep, and horses also really love that first fresh grass in spring. But that's not all. Young grass blades also contain relatively high amounts of sugars, soluble carbohydrates. These sugars help the plant grow quickly, and just like with ripening fruits or vegetables, that sweetness also provides a really pleasant taste that dogs appreciate as well. Additionally, young grass also has high levels of vitamins and minerals. Think vitamin C, folic acid, and various B vitamins. And interestingly enough, also chlorophyll, the green pigment that helps plants with photosynthesis, which is the process of turning sunlight into energy. But chlorophyll is known for its purifying properties. In other words, The young grass in spring is protein rich, it's fairly sweet, and it's full of nutrients, and that can be quite attractive to your dog. Not necessarily because he specifically needs those nutrients, although he might, but maybe simply because it tastes good, and his body somehow recognizes that, like a natural fresh treat from the field. And then there's something else that I find very interesting. If we look at traditional Chinese medicine, which is thousands of years old medical tradition, then spring is seen as a very special time. It's the time of the liver and of cleansing. In Chinese medicine, each season is linked to an organ system. Spring belongs to the liver and the gallbladder. The liver is seen as the organ responsible for the free flow of energy through the body, for emotional balance, and also, very importantly, for detoxification and cleansing. After winter, which is a time of stillness and storing energy, the body must start moving again in spring, and the liver plays a central role in this. It's the time of what the Chinese call spring cleaning, not just of your house, but also of your body. And of course, traditionally, we have like the spring cleaning, house cleaning as well. When you have a need to open the windows and feeling that everything needs to be fresh and fresh air needs to come in. And what's interesting, chlorophyll, that green pigment in grass, is known in natural medicine for its liver cleansing and detoxifying properties. So could it be that dogs, like many other animals, have a natural instinct to reset their bodies in spring, to clean up their system a bit after winter when things have been stagnant? It's a fascinating thought. Animals often have a much more direct connection to their natural needs than we do. Well, actually, we really have it as well, except we don't always listen to it. Maybe your dog simply senses that it's time for a bit of spring cleaning and instinctively chooses those green, chlorophyll-rich grass blades. So, animals really do have incredible natural wisdom when it comes to what their bodies need. In the wild, you see this everywhere. Birds seeking out specific clay for specific minerals. Cats eating certain plants when they don't feel well. Monkeys using medicinal leaves for stomach complaints or other things. Dogs and wolves in nature also regularly eat plant material, not just from the stomachs of their prey, but also directly from plants. Berries, roots, certain grasses and herbs. They seem to know exactly what they need when they need it. And our own house dogs, our own pets, still have those instincts. Maybe not as sharp as their wild relatives, but they're definitely still there. And it could well be that this spring grass eating is an expression of that. It's also true that we very often, life with us means that dogs often don't have access to a wide variety of natural materials because of where we live and where they get to walk with us. So even when they want to, they might not always have an opportunity to choose specific herbs or remedies. So let's also talk about another consequence of grass eating, a somewhat less appetizing consequence. Maybe you've experienced it before. You're walking with your dog, he does his business, and you can see it immediately. Something's dangling from down there. A grass blade, halfway out, and halfway still, well, in. And then a familiar scene begins. The dog looks around, somewhat to his hind end, somewhat uncomfortable, wiggles his butt a bit, and you look at it, you see what's going on, and you know, this is not going to work without my help. So there you are, crouched down with a tissue or maybe a poop bag. And you carefully pull on that grass blade while your dog looks at you with an expression like, seriously, this is our relationship now? It's one of those moments people rarely post on Instagram, but they are a part of life with a dog. And it's really harmless, though. It just shows that the dog's intestines aren't designed to digest grass all that well. So some of those fibers come out the same way that they went in. sometimes with a little help from you. But don't worry, this is completely normal and harmless. The grass has done its work during the passage through the digestive system, even though it still looks the same. And then there's the big question, why do dogs actually eat grass? And the truly honest answer is, we really don't know for sure. There are a lot of theories, and here are a few of the most well-known. It tastes good. As I just discussed, young grass contains sugars and proteins, and that could be quite attractive. You could actually, if you're brave, you could actually try munching on a blade of grass yourself to see what the taste is like. I don't mean for you to swallow it, and naturally you have to be very careful where you pick your grass and make sure that no dog has lift its leg there, but it's an interesting thing to actually have a taste what young grass tastes like. So it could be natural variation in diet. Wild dogs and wolves sometimes also eat plants or stomach contents of prey with plant material. So there, it could be that there's a primal instinct to eat something green now and then, especially when the diet is like relatively, how shall I put this, bland or boring or really the same type of kibble every day. Although this theory, to my mind, does not explain why it's so specific for spring and far less common in later seasons of the year. So another theory is the instinctive spring cleansing. As I just discussed from Chinese medicine, maybe animals just sense that spring is the time to cleanse and detoxify the body. And then there's self-medication. In some cases, dogs eat grass to regulate something in their system, or sometimes their gastrointestinal tract specifically. And you can sometimes really see that very specific type of grass is eaten, or even that certain plants or herbs are sought out if the dog has access to them, as I said before. What we can say is that it's normal. It's a normal part of dog behavior. And especially in spring, it's something many dogs do. So when is this something to watch out for? Now, usually grass eating is nothing to worry about, but as with everything, context is important. Frequent grass eating plus vomiting. If your dog regularly eats grass and then throws up, there might be something else going on, like a stomach problem, nausea. In that case, it's a good idea to get in touch with your vet. Also, if large quantities are eaten in a very short time, if it looks compulsive, if your dog really grazes like a cow, it's good to keep an eye on that and maybe discourage it. It could indicate discomfort or stress. And also, like when a really large quantity of especially longer blades are eaten in a short time, this could like bundle up in a sort of ball that could cause some intestinal blocking, and that's not a good idea either. And suddenly changed behavior. If your dog normally never eats grass and then suddenly starts doing it a lot, this also could indicate discomfort, and it can be a good idea to have it checked out. And then maybe the most important one, eating grass in the wrong places. Grass alongside busy roads can be contaminated with exhaust fumes. And grass fields, public fields, might be sprayed with fertilizer or weed killers. And you don't want your dog ingesting that kind of stuff. So it's important to look at where your dog is eating it. Grass eating itself is okay, but do pay attention to where. So, in conclusion, your dog eats grass, especially in spring. He chooses those young, juicy tips as if he's a connoisseur. That's no reason to panic. It's completely normal behavior. Maybe he simply finds it tasty. Maybe it's part of his natural curiosity and sensory experience of the world. Maybe he's following an ancient instinct to cleanse and renew his body in spring. As long as you pay a bit of attention to where he grazes and he doesn't have any other complaints from it, there's really nothing wrong. And if you ever find yourself crouched down with a grass blade between your fingers and a confused dog in front of you, know that you're not alone. It's all part of it. You might even look at spring grass as a superfood. But if you would like to know more about superfoods where you have control of and that you can use very well to give your dog's daily meal a real boost, then you might want to check out my ebook about 10 superfoods. 10 superfoods with which you can boost your dog's nutrition every day. You can find it on my website on the drop-down menu from offering. Thank you for spending some time with me again today. I hope this episode was valuable to you. And if you found it so, I would love it if you would share this episode with other people who might be interested in this subject, other dog lovers like you. And why not share it on your social media so that more people can find the Senior Dog Tales podcast? I would love it if you would do that. Thank you again, and I hope you'll be with me again the next time. Until then.
Oh, this old friend, a heart so true, kindred spirits forever and through. Side by side, we've weathered storms in a warm gale.